Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
I hope there's a test so everybody can spell one name later.
Engston. Hey, guys, big news. In my hand, I'm holding a physical copy.
Yeah.
Of my brand new book, Built to Win. Guys, this is fresh off the print press, if that's what they use anymore. They use a print press?
Probably in some form or fashion.
You can buy this at timlyonsbook.com. 300 pages of all the goodies, guys. This is something I'm pretty proud of here. Been working on this for nearly a year, if we take all things considered. I got a forward in here from my good friend Thomas Plummer, who will be speaking at the Grow Summit this year. Guys, pick this up. You're not going to regret this one. This is an amazing book, full of insights, all the stuff we talk about, deeper dives. It's called Built to Win. You can check it out at timlyonsbook.com. Snag it now.
Oh, yeah. This is robust.
Yeah. Well, you know how long I spent on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just happened to be right in the middle of me trying to do all my presentations and get the Grow Summit off the ground. So I figured if I wasn't busy enough, let's throw a book in the mix. Guys, this is kind of a sequel to Built to Win or Built to Grow, which is the name of this podcast. That book was 2019, 2020, somewhere in there. Feels like longer, honestly. Anyways, Built to Grow was really about the story of getting this gym off the ground. This one's literally the what we coach to.
Yeah.
This is all the formulas, the tactics, all the things, and I've got a whole toolkit as part of it. We have a URL for a toolkit to get some of the resources we talk about in the book. So, guys, it's finally here. Built to Win.
There you go. Yeah. Definitely pick up a copy of that because, like Tim said, I mean, it's everything that goes into how we build gyms to win.
Yeah. Period. So, guys, we got a great episode today. You know, it's funny because on the other side of this wall, we're practicing what we're going to preach in this episode, which is the power of the team. Because to be honest with you, without the team, we're pretty much nothing. And just, you know, I say two things. One is without your clients, you got a bunch of equipment and you're staring at yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So you need your clients, obviously. But just as important is you need to have a great team.
Yeah.
And you really have to have great team buy-in, synergy, culture. Everybody's got to cooperate. I've been a part of some shit teams. I've had some crap teams here kind of develop. We get one bad apple in there. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. You guys should have fired somebody 6 months ago. You let it linger, and now it's like...
Well, you hired out of desperation or something.
Yeah, you hired really fast because you were behind the eight ball or whatever, but... But listen, guys, here's the end of the story. Here's the deal. In my 5-question matrix, one of the, you know, just to kind of remind everybody that these are the 5 questions I ask when I'm going to bring or consider bringing in a profit center, a new service category, a new product or something into the facility. One of those questions is, can we sell it? And if your coaches are not on board with that service, product, supplement, stretch, whatever the thing is you're going to bring, it's dead on arrival.
Yeah, they go.
Dead on arrival, never gets off the ground. You may not know this yet, but you cannot underestimate the buy-in of the team because if the team doesn't buy into something, and I'll give you a great story of what happened here one time years ago. It's pointless of even trying to do anything with this. It's never going to go anywhere. So a while back, I was in the gym and this has to be 5-6 years ago at this point. We had some supplements up at the front counter, some bars and some protein shakes and stuff like that. We were doing smoothies and we were humming up there. We had a, front desk person and happened to be in the gym that day. And I'm walking past the front desk and one of our coaches has her back to the counter talking to a client. No big deal. everybody's chatting. It looks like it's a good conversation. I overhear the coach directing this client down the street to a supplement shop to get a different brand of protein bar.
Yeah.
And with her back literally to the protein bars that we carry at the facility that we vetted and all these things, she just didn't like them. She didn't like the taste or something about them. And so she was selling a GNC or it was yeah. Vitamin Shop or something. Yeah. And I was livid.
Sure.
Was livid. And I had to bring Zach in and I have to get an understanding of like, what the hell's going on here? If, you know, what are we doing?
Yep.
And this more or less is happening whether you know it or you don't know it.
Yeah.
Your coaches are telling your clients what they believe. And if they believe a certain product is better than another, or you should go down the street for nutrition coaching or supplements or stretching over at a stretch lab versus your facility. One, there definitely needs to be a talk. There was definitely a misunderstanding, but the point of this is you cannot underestimate how much you need to bring the team together on decisions before you even bring them in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big part of it because, I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones that have the relationships, the direct line yeah. to the client. They're the ones that are talking about all those things all the time. And if they're directing people outside of your business, massive disconnect. Massive. I mean, like, I can't imagine another business where that would be tolerated either.
No.
You know, like that's kind of business 101. But most organizations don't have, I would say, the luxury or the requirement to kind of get like their whole team adopted on some things. You know, this is...
They force it or this is the way. If you want to work here, it's...
Yeah, if you think corporate America or like, you know, other organizations, it's just like, oh, this is who we are and this is what we do. Like, that is the job. But like here, because it is so personal, I think, in so many ways and... You know, when you're taking supplements or you're taking proteins, like, sure, maybe the coach doesn't use what you guys use in-house, but that should never even come up or be addressed, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should almost be, as long as they need the buy-in, they need the belief, they need to know. And it again, it might not even be their personal choice from, maybe it's flavor, like how silly of a reason, yeah, you know, right. to direct somebody elsewhere. But they at least have to have that belief and understanding in the product, in the service that you brought in. And they have to know why. They're the ones that are talking to the client all the time.
Yep.
You better make sure that they're the ones that are carrying the weight.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Well, here's something we did a while back. We needed to have a canned response for specific things and direct them so we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And the canned response was a response to nutrition coaching or what should I eat or I need to look at my diet. And if any coach gets presented with that question, the canned answer is, that's fantastic. Let's get you set up with Brandy so she can go over that with you. They're off the hook
yep.
at that point. They don't need to sell. They don't need to talk about their opinions. As long as they believe that Brandy is going to be able to deliver a great service to the end consumer, then they should have no problem, you know, moving that client over to a different conversation. They're not having conversation on the floor. I mean, we do this for two reasons. One, you can't do nutrition coaching in between sets.
No.
It needs to be a dedicated hour. What's in your fridge? What's your schedule like? You know, tell me what time you wake up. Like that can't happen on the training floor. It has mm-hmm. to be done in a consultation. So that's the first thing we're doing is like, hey, we need to stick with training on the training floor. Let's push that conversation over here. And two, Now we have one solid ethos or a core value around what we believe is nutrition. And that's done through Brandy. Mm-hmm. And Brandy is on board with our, like, she's coached to what we believe as a team, and she's our coach.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
And you nailed it with the fact that it's not their responsibility to sell. Well, they don't need to sell, but they certainly can't take away a sale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the big thing is, you know, they might not have the 100%. Again, I mean, you want their buy-in as much as possible, but even if it's not emphatic, if it's not like all over, like that's exactly what they would choose or use themselves, that's okay. Lay it up to the team. Like, as long, put it this way, that nutrition bar was a hell of a lot better than anything that client was going to be putting in their mouth anyways.
Yep.
And that,
but
like,
that coach didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't believe it. She didn't take it. So
she was also one that was like, there's one option of everything. Like, it's got to be perfect or it's not at all. You know what I mean? So
we have a lot of purists, you know, in this industry in general, but we also have a lot of freaking purists here. This group, you know, non anything, non dyes, non GMO. Obviously, that's smart, right?
Sure.
If we're going to do this, let's do it right. So we had already vetted the supplement companies before they even hit the counter. Like we're looking at the ingredients anyway. We're not just buying something off the internet or at Costco and throwing it on the table.
Or something that offers you a great affiliate deal or a great margin or something like that, right?
Just
for the sake of the
fact,
numbers.
That was one of the main reasons we got rid of MLM stuff here, because the products themselves, a lot of times, got garbage in them. And we just don't want to be part of that. And that's commendable. I think we should do that. We should believe the products we're selling and giving to our clients are the best.
Yep.
Best available. You know, and we've looked at Tons, Thorn, all these things. We've gotten to this point where we just don't even talk about supplements anymore. I mean, we believe in them, but like there's so much infighting in regards to what is the best option. And you know, like the stuff that the guys and girls here take is so expensive. Like, we wouldn't make any money anyway on it. Like we were trying to sell Thorn, stuff like that. I mean, pure encapsulations. I get it. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
We can recommend it, but we don't have an affiliate deal that makes any sense. You know, whatever. We kind of got off of supplements here. We just never did it well.
Or even just, can you sell it? You know what I mean?
Can you sell
it? At the end of the day, if something is like, sure, there are lines, there are products out there that are superior to others. But at the end of the day, if 90% of your clientele can't justify the cost and they're not even interested or going to pay attention to it, what is the benefit?
What's the point? And if you got to buy a back stock of it and it's just sitting on your shelves for tens of thousands of dollars out the door, it's just like not worth it. So in the other room right now, we've got Evans Armin Training, who's one of our Iron Circle members. He is the creator of CNU Stretch. He's going to be on a podcast later on. You'll get to hear from him. He's going to be a vendor at the Grow Summit, stretching you guys out. What he brings to the table is pretty slick. And it's a certification to be able to bring stretch therapy in-house with your coaches. So in the other room, the point is got all of our coaches. They're all, you know, introducing themselves right now as we're walking by. And they're learning. And they're all bought in. Now, this isn't a decision that we made last week and we have them in here this week. This has been a battle, okay?
Yeah.
It's been a battle between me and Zach. Like, I believe in stretch therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Our first question on the matrix is, do you believe in this thing? I believe in it because I've been manually stretched on the training floor and I've been in sports and I believe in it.
Sure.
He had a disbelief in it. Okay. He was like, I don't believe in it. I'm like, do you don't believe in it? Or do you just is there a study that you're referencing?
Sure. Yeah.
And I challenged the whole team 2-3 months ago. It's like, nobody was on board. They didn't want it. They didn't want to be the people stretching. There were some other things, but they didn't believe in the act of stretching clients actively. I said, well, that's great. Where are you getting that input from?
Yeah.
Show me the study that says it's not
beneficial. Yeah.
And I waited. They never produced anything. So it's just a belief they had.
Sure. More of an opinion. You know what I mean?
And it came down. You want to hear what it came down to? It didn't come down. This was interesting. It didn't come down to the service of manual stretch therapy. It came down to the disbelief of the technician, the therapist, doing the work on the client. So that was the issue. And so now that the fact that we're going to bring it in-house and they are the technician.
They are the technician.
Then they believe in themselves. They didn't believe in outsourcing it to a stretch lab or some guy down the street because they didn't believe in the therapist doing the work, and now it made sense.
Yeah. And that's a conversation. But if you didn't play devil's advocate or challenge, because I love that, because I do it with our coaching clients all the time. Play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. If you're going to have an opinion, you're going to have a strong belief on something, you better damn well have conviction on why.
Data, something.
Something to support it, right? Like, it's not just a conversation, especially when it comes to business. You can't just tell me, no, we're not going to go do that, or no, that's not the right direction, if you have nothing to go off of other than, yep, I woke up this morning, I don't like it.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And so, yeah, by pushing back and getting a little bit of the why, you know, why do you believe that way? Why do you think that you found the real reason within and it was easily solved. It was easily, transitioned, because now they don't have that excuse because they are the tactician. If you don't like how other people are doing it, perfect. You have the opportunity to go do it better.
Yep. Do it better. Learn.
Yep.
So we're excited about it. We've actually transformed this room. We did some flooring over the weekend, painted, it's dialed in there, and the team's fired up. They're in there right now, like 7:30. They've been in there.
Yeah.
Fired up. Ready to rock. But here's the deal. Team buy-in is an absolute must. We have our 5-question matrix. I don't think we have any training specifically on that. Well, if you come to the Growth Summit, or if you come to Perform Better in Providence, I'm going to be talking about the 5-question matrix. It's one of the best tools that I created to help me decide whether or not something is like stretch therapy or supplements, etc., or
you know what?
Nutrition.
Before this episode comes out, I'll put that together as a free training. So
it's in that book right there.
Well, that's awesome. But if they're listening to this and they can, by the time you're listening to this, go to winninggym.com/matrix. I'll have your ability to download that 5-question matrix and be able to use that in your gym before making decisions.
Okay. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. You can go listen.
I mean, we have it. We train on it all the time, but now you guys can just grab that as a simple one sheet guide.
Yep.
Before you bring any profit center, before you bring any other additional service or product into your gym, it has to check every one of these boxes or it's probably not the right decision for your business.
Yeah. And you'll explain it on there, but if any of them are a no, it's off the table. And if all of them are a yes, it doesn't mean you're bringing it. It's just, you're going to move it to the next stage of consideration. But the point is, your team is probably the linchpin in this whole thing. Every question can be yes, but if they don't believe in it, meaning you can't sell it, then you're dead on arrival. So you got to have team buy-in. You have to help. You have to bring the team in on decisions, on programming, on equipment choices, schedule, service categories. Like, you got to get everybody on board. And if you don't, you know, one, the leadership's lacking, or two, it's just like maybe the culture of the team is lacking, or something's lacking, and you can't do yourself a favor. Don't bring that thing in, because you're going to be more frustrated. This doesn't go anywhere.
One thing I'll add to that, and it's based on what you had said earlier, is you've got coined responses for how to handle certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that if you do bring something in, you're training your team on how to communicate about it.
Yep.
Because not only you might get their adoption, they might be like, oh yeah, no, that's cool. And then you bring it into the business, but they don't know how to speak about it. They don't know what to say regarding, you know, that service or product or things like that. Like, make sure you create a system and a training around it, because that's how you're going to, like, the actual adoption actually takes effect.
Perfect.
You know, if they're uncomfortable just even communicating it, or maybe it's not even something that they have their hand in and they just don't know what to talk about, that's where you're going to see that fall off too. The goal is, if you're bringing services in there, you want a good portion of your clientele to adopt that as well. How does it happen? Team buy-in, and then obviously, train them up well on how to do that.
Systematize. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully you can get your damn tickets to the Growth Summit. It's we're down to like 25 seats. Chicago. Let's see. GrowthSummitChicago.com. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.